This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel on Monday denied it intended to push Palestinians seeking refuge from its bombardment of Gaza over the border into Egypt, as international relief agencies said hunger was spreading among the besieged enclave civilian population. Amid the worsening humanitarian crisis, Hamas fighters and Israeli troops fought across the territory, with the U.S.-designated terrorist militants trying to block Israeli tanks from advancing through the shattered streets. The Gaza Hamas-run health ministry said more than 18,000 people have been killed. More aid trucks have been entering Gaza through the Rafah border crossing as fighting continues and smoke can be seen rising in the distance. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
People scramble for aid at Rafah, apparently after trucks crossed over the border on Monday, bringing much-needed supplies to locals. It comes as Palestinians face severe shortages of food, water and other basic goods in the Gaza Strip, with very little aid allowed in since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants in Gaza's two largest cities, with civilians still sheltering along the front lines, even after massive waves of displacement across the besieged territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is on a quick visit to Washington. In a speech Monday at the National Defense University, he warned while Russia may be fighting in Ukraine, its real target is freedom.
Freedom people enjoy from Warsaw to Chicago to Yokohama.
He issued a personal plea for Congress to break its deadlock and approve continued support for Ukraine.